Hello, and welcome to this episode of The RuneScape Connection. I'm your host, Jade Gizmo. And today, I have a special guest. Yes, the person I've been mentioning since episode 1 has finally found enough time in her heart to come on this show. So, please clap for Scooby!
Well, hello out there. Thank you for having me as your guest. I'm honored. And yes, my heart is very kind.
Yes, listeners, if you can't tell, she is a woman, and she does play RS.
Gamer girl.
Yeah.
L14. No, wait, there's no O.
Well, today's episode, since me and you are both pretty experts at the kingdom, this episode we will talk about managing the kingdom of Miscellanea.
Miscellanea, the lonely, lonely island.
Is that how you say it, Miscellanea?
Yeah, since it's just a spinoff of Miscellaneous.
Oh. I always say Miscellanea, but I thought about for this podcast to call it like Miscellanea, just to sound cool, but okay, if we both decided it's Miscellanea, then it's Miscellanea.
Miscaluna.
We can keep switching it up during this episode.
Okay.
I'm sure they won't mind, but yes. And that's what we're talking about in this episode, so thank you for joining us for the 5th episode of The RuneScape Connection. Hello, and thank you for... No, I've said that 5 times now. Anyways, the subject today is the Kingdom of Miscellanea. Now, the Kingdom of Miscellanea, some would say it's a minigame, some would say it's a D&D. What does Jagex say? I don't care. Okay, there's only a few ways in 2014 that you can still make money in this game. You can slayer, but I'm not big into combat, so I don't slay. That's the best way to make money. You can be a merchant, which can be good if you have a lot of money to start merchanting with. But in order to get that money, and if you don't like combat, ta-da, there's the kingdom. You've made a lot of money using the kingdom, have you?
Uh-huh, plenty, over time.
How much is plenty?
Well, since it usually rakes in about 2 to 3 million per week, and I honestly don't even check it that often, it counts up, you know, math.
Yes, and the more money you have into the kingdom, the more money you'll get back out. But we'll talk about that later. Well, but what people need to know is, how do you get a kingdom?
Magic. Rulership, you know? You just tell people what to do. Oh, okay. Well, seriously, you just...
What?
Okay, so you have to do, if I'm right, the Phronic Trials and, some other quest?
Yes,
okay,
you...
Phronic Trials and Throne of Miscellanea?
You have to do the Fremenic Trials quest to be able to get... Okay, you can get to Relica without doing the quest, but in order to use their boats, since that boat is... No, that's a different boat. Okay, well, you have to do that quest to get to the island. But once you get to the island, you still can't have a kingdom unless you do the Throne of Miscellanea quest. which you can start at the said kingdom that is not actually yours at this time. Mm-hmm. There's also a second part to that quest called Royal Trouble. And I highly recommend you doing this quest too, because just because it will be much better managing your kingdom in the long haul. You'll make more money if you have both quests done. Now, didn't we do one of these quests together?
I want to say we did. Honest to God, until you mentioned it, I didn't even remember Royal Trouble.
Yeah.
We probably did Fremenic Trials.
No, because I did that quest many years ago. I want to say we did Throne of Miscellania together.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I know we didn't do both of them together, but I'm pretty sure we did one of them, and I think it was that one.
Getting old. This is what it does to you.
Yeah. And we did these years ago. I mean, that's why people who's listening, we can't go over details on how to do the quest because it's been so long. But even if we were noobs back then, we got it done, and I don't recall dying on it. Did you die doing the quest?
No, I don't even think the thing you had to fight was that hard, honestly. I brought, like, way too much stuff. I was over-prepared for it. It was like a cakewalk.
I literally don't recall any of the quests, but I just know I've done them.
I just remember you had to fight something and throw in a Miscellunia.
Don't you, like, go underground, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once you have those two quests completed, I'll try not to spoil it, but the king, who you end up dethroning, per se, is turned into a yeti, so he can still speak, stand, whatever, but somehow he cannot take control of his kingdom, so he just gives it to you, just because you were at the correct place at the correct time and was able to help him.
You should warn them about the whole getting married thing. Big commitment.
Oh, yeah. During the quest, you get married. But if you... I notice, cause if you go back to them, they will pretty much ignore you. They won't even acknowledge that you're married to them. So,
Got a divorce in the middle, what can you say?
How did we help the king out, anyways? He was turned into a yeti. He's still a yeti. Like, what exactly did we do? And why did he give us his kingdom?
Maybe we were just really nice and we complimented his fur. I don't know.
Well, if the guide we're gonna give you guys isn't helpful, which it probably won't be, because... If you talk to Grim is the Yetis. Do you know what the king's name is?
The king.
I have a big blank on my face, in my head. Okay, king. Let's call him King Yeti.
King Yeti.
it's Vargas. King Vargas.
King.
Okay, it's King Yeti. Let's just call him that. Well, Grim is his advisor, and he will be your advisor too, if you're just getting used to the kingdom. If you need help on more details, he'll give you a book that should have the layout on how to manage your kingdom.
How sweet of him. I can't read, though.
Okay, so, it's pretty... It's not that once you get... Actually, the managing of the kingdom isn't that hard. You'll get a layout of... So, okay, the whole point of managing the kingdom is you have people, citizens, or as I like to call them, servants, because servant sounds much nicer than slave, but they're not actually slaves. They're... I don't...
Community.
Yes, community. Your kingdom of community. They will gather items for you, but they won't do this for free. You have to pay them. And you put money into your kingdom's coffer, and the more money you put into it, the more items you'll get out of it. The more items your citizens will collect for you. And you have to keep your popularity rating up, too. And if you've done both quests, that go down. That only goes down by 1% per day. And you want to keep this up. We'll talk about strategies later, because I know me and Scooby both manage our kingdoms completely differently. We're just going over the basics at this moment. But you can have up to 7.5 mil, I think, in your coffer. Can you confirm that? Have you
I haven't maxed it out.
I've never had 7.5 mil to put in. Actually, I have, but I chose to spend it. I typically only have, like, a few mil in at a time. What do you typically keep in your kingdoms?
I typically keep in... Yes, actually, you're correct, by the way. 7.5 million is the maximum.
If you have both quests done?
Yeah. I typically put 1.4 million in and check it once a week, or at least that's what I'm supposed to do.
Well, anyways, yes, your citizens will collect money for you, and I don't know how much money they take from you. They take a small percentage of the total amount in your coffer per day. It's... I don't know what the percentage is, but... It's not... It's a max of 75k a day. But, okay, managing your kingdom. You'll have this sheet that shows what items your citizens can collect. And, I think you have 25 citizens. It's not a big island. But you assign task of what you want them to pick. You can have them collecting maple logs for you, fish, mining, you can also get teak and mahogany or herbs. And you can't take all 25 of your citizens and say, all 25, please collect maples for me. No, you can only have a certain amount. And but you have the full 25 to spread it out of where you want them, depending on what items you want collected. How do you set up your kingdom? What do you have your citizens? Citizens of Scoobyville. What task do you assign them personally?
Personally, they collect herbs and just wood. That's all it's called on this map.
And how much do you assign to each one?
That is an excellent question. I have no idea. I did that a long time ago, so I didn't pay much attention.
And you haven't switched it? You know you can go back and keep managing it any way you want, but
God, I'm lazy.
What I personally do, I kind of wish you had a different answer than me, so we can compare which one's better at making money. But what I do is, I have my the max amount of citizens I can collecting the herbs. Uh-huh. And the remaining of them, I have them collecting the maple logs.
Yeah, well, herbs, they sell for a lot. And plus, maple logs, you can get bird's nests.
Exactly. That's why you would want to... You don't care about the maple logs, it's the nest you can get. That's always fun. When you're collecting your resources, you have, like, I don't know, let's say 25 nests, and you keep checking them, and acorn, 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 banana seed, magic seed! Whoa, that's over 100K I just made. Right. For doing absolutely nothing. No, it's not absolutely nothing. It takes, like, 5 minutes of your time.
Yeah.
But that's how I divide my, my workers, and... So...
Yeah. Getting your percentage up is not too difficult, but...
Well, it is for you, because you don't check on your kingdom that often.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not gonna lie, when I the very first time I was trying to do that... I had no idea how you were supposed to do it, so I went to each thing and did all of it. Like, I chopped the wood, I mined the rocks, I fished,
You know the NPCs stop you when you're at 100%.
Yeah, I do now, but I didn't back then. So I just literally kept going from station to station doing that over and over again, and my brother saw me doing it, and he's like, you know you only have to do, like, one over and over again, right? I was like, oh.
But what was a pain, I do recall this from the quest, the first time you're getting your percentage up during the quest, because it starts at zero, and you have to get it to 100% during the quest. That took a long time.
Yeah. That wasn't fun.
Yeah,
but
I'm
payoff is nice.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned each day your percentages go down by 1%.
Uh-huh.
And the higher percentage, the harder, the more the people like you, the harder they will work. So you always want the most money in your coffer as you can, and the highest percentage as you can. Now, there's different methods that people do this. Me and you, we also have different methods on this. You typically like to check on your kingdom once a week. You check on it once a week. You know, I'm not going to explain it for you. Tell me how you do it.
Well, basically, yeah, like you said, I just go ahead, check on it once a week, withdraw the remainder of the money that's left in the coffer, and then throw back in 1.4 mil just to keep it neat, and then...
You don't have to take it out, you can just add money into it, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know, I just go with what I go with.
So you typically check on your kingdom once a week?
Yeah.
And that's when you collect and build your percentage back up?
Yeah.
See, that's where we're completely different on it. Typically I have, I want to say, like, typically 2 to 2.5 mil. I want to start putting more money into my coffer, but typically I only actually collect my kingdom, I would say, twice a month, but I go to my kingdom to build up my percentage every other day. So it's almost never below 98%, even though I only check on my I only collect from my kingdom typically like twice a month, but I'm there a few times a week just keeping the percentage up so my profits would be higher.
Uh-huh.
And an easy way to get to Kingdom of Miscellania, and I know because you didn't know this, because a lot of the times, if we're both playing, we'll both check on our kingdoms at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you can do that. You can both be at the king on the island at the same time. It's not a new instance world that Jagex likes this game being one player now. So this is still an aspect of the game we can do together. But, I don't even know what I was saying.
We can have a party on the island.
Easy way to get to the island. Well, the last time we did the, we checked on our kingdoms together, you didn't know that there was a teleport tab that teleports you directly to your island. You can go on the GE and buy Kingdom of Miscellanea teleports. I want to say they're like 1,200. And you just click on them and boom, you're there. So you don't have to use a Lloydstone and Relica. Take the boat to the kingdom. It easily saves you 45 seconds, but that 45 seconds is worth 1.2k to me. I'm dying. I need as much time as I can to do stuff.
Yeah.
But for people who are cheap and don't want to spend the 1.2k and don't want to teleport, you can also use a fairy ring. I don't know the exact code to get to the island.
Yeah, but that's what Google's for.
I want to say it's CLR. CLR. Or that might be Ape Atoll.
I have no idea.
Those are the two I use the most. I think CLR is Ape Atoll, actually. Because I use that one the most. So, yeah, those are the ways you get to the island. Take the boat from Relica, use a teleport tab to get to the island, or fairy ring. And that's how you... And talk about the kingdom. Okay, this King Yeti guy, he gives us our kingdom. We have citizens who we pay, who collect items for us. But why are we still stuck with the generic Kingdom of Miscellanea name? Why, if it's our kingdom, and we're told it's our kingdom, why can't we name the kingdom what we want?
You know, that's true. But I would name it something really messed up, so I wouldn't trust myself naming it. And, what was the other island's name? I keep forgetting it.
It's...
Egetaria.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna attempt it, because it would come out botched. So...
Well, that wasn't...
What's the point of that island, anyways? It only has the mahogany and teak ones, which I never have people collecting from that, and it has the bank.
The bank is really the only useful thing there. Like, after the quest, it's basically pointless.
You don't use that bank?
I use the bank if I forget to bring an axe, or if I forget to bring money. That's basically the only time I use it.
The only time I use that bank... I used that bank a lot back a few years ago when I was going for 99 fletching. Because as the antisocial person I am, just standing in a bank fletching, I like to be alone, and you almost never see people at that bank. So I would sit there and fletch alone, just so I don't have to be by people. I'm not kidding. I would sit there, but I still use this bank, because after I'm, like I said, I collect my from my kingdom twice a month, and I immediately run across the plains to that bank, because I'm excited to check on my seeds, to see what seeds I've got.
Oh.
So that's the bank I use to collect my seeds. And not only are... Even if the seeds you get are acorn and banana, useless stuff you just drop, if you save the bird's nest, they're worth quite a bit, too.
Oh, yeah. They're...
Because if you crush them up, they're used for ceridomin pots. So they...
God.
So I'm not sure if you've been saving your nest or if you sell them, but just making sure you don't drop them, because they become tradable once you crush them up.
Yeah, I just crush them every time I get them and then sell them off.
You should sell them to me, because I need them.
Well, then I will. Cause, I mean...
Are you going to give me a discount?
Friend discount? I don't think so. I'm just kidding. Of course. Okay. Friends for years. Why not?
Oh, yeah, the naming of the kingdom. Oh, yeah, I was gonna say. When we were talking about naming of the kingdoms and how we can't, it brought me up to the player-owned ports. Have you done the player-owned ports, where you manage your own ships, and you send them on voyages? Have you done that?
No, actually, I've never heard of that.
You never heard of player-owned ports?
No.
Well, you can name your boats, and I thought, hey, if you can name your boats, why can't you name your kingdom? I know my boats. I have the Misty Sapphire is one of my boats, and something else. That's actually my second boat. My main boat. I can't even think of the name.
I'll just name mine Boat.
Well, I guess we're getting off subject, because we're talking about player-owned ports, when this episode is dedicated to managing your kingdom.
Yeah, that happens a lot it's a problem with podcasts. It's really hard to stay on topic, because you just want to wander.
Exactly. Yes, it is, Okay, at the end of the day, your workers will get 1/10 of the amount of money you store, but only a maximum of 75K. And if you want to do the math, I don't, and I don't blame you if you want to either, but this is also important to note. You need to have at least 750K in your coffers, or your workers will not work. Or citizens. I keep calling them workers and servants. They're citizens. And they do this out of the kind of their hearts, which they get paid. So they're, so they're not saints. But we see, since this does make a good profit, it's like, we're like the CEOs, and we have the sheep working for us. They get 10%, we get the 90%, and we're the ones who are doing nothing while they do the work.
Yeah.
We just throw some money at them, and we're like, hey, can you take this money and multiply it by 10 times amount? I'll be back in a few weeks to see what you've got me.
Yeah, plus, plus we also have to, you know, show up and pretend that we're helping out just so we remain popular with them.
Oh, yeah.
Getting our percentage up.
Oh, don't trouble yourself further, Your Highness. You've already done so much.
Really? I just chopped some trees. All right, peace out.
And since I do this every other day, I pretty much only have to gather one log. And when you have 99 wood cutting and you're using a dragon hatchet on a maple, yeah, that takes 2 seconds. And oh, thank you for coming 2 days later, dropping this one log on the ground. Your job is done. We're all happy with you again.
Oh, praise the Lord.
It makes my job easy.
Yeah, it's not hard to make them happy, and that's what I like in my workers.
And for people who wondering if this is a good place to train your skills, no, because you can't work beyond once you get 100% of the citizens liking you, you can no longer do stuff, and you don't actually get XP for, okay, say cutting down the maple logs on this island, you get like 0.1% of an XP, so it's not a, this isn't a training place for stuff like that, but
yeah, and you can't keep logs, so don't even try it.
Well, they gather plenty of logs for you.
Yeah. And
nobody wants maples anyways. We just want the seeds. And that's where the money comes in. The herbs and the seeds. But you have to be lucky if you get the seeds.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep most of the seeds myself because I use them for farming. But if I get a magic seed, then I sell that.
But, I always sell the seeds. I have no use for them. I sometimes keep some herbs just if I'm trying to do some herblore.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. I've been saving my willow and maple seeds for the longest time, so I have like 25 of each that I'm gonna start planting pretty soon, and it should give me a good amount of XP. And but as far as the herbs go, I keep them all too, and I keep. This is not something people have to do. It's just something I like to do. Instead of, say you're like Scooby here, and you collect your kingdom once a week. Let me guess. Let me just guess what you do, okay?
Okay.
You collect your kingdom once a week. You check to see what seeds you have. And after that week of checking, you immediately go to the GE, and you sell all the stuff you gathered.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I like to have a... I like to see a bigger profit than that. So, for example, the herbs I've been collecting from my kingdom. I mean, I use some of them, but the four most expensive ones, like the dwarf weeds and the lantamines, I typically sell. But I don't sell them when I collect them. I let them build up for like a month or two, typically like 2 months. So by the time I sell them, it's a bunch of mil, and not just like 1 mil. Because I like to see the big profit. And I don't like need the money, so I don't no need to sell them. Like at the moment in my bank, I have like 200 dwarf weeds, and that's a few mil right there because they've just been collecting. And I always have money on hand to put back into the coffers, so I don't need to sell them to use that money to put back into my kingdom. So I'm just letting my herbs stack up and stack up until I feel like, hey, I could probably get like 10 mil for selling these, and then I'll be happy.
Yeah.
So that's what I typically do. I let them stack up for a while before I sell them.
Yeah, and that's a good strategy if you don't actually need the money for anything. I personally don't. I just like to, you know, get it all done.
Get paid fast.
Yeah.
You're not patient. You need to see the money in your face and not what money will become at a later date or something.
Yeah, just like, ooh, money, throw in pile.
Yeah, I'm just going, I've never, if you go to, like, certain websites, you can find a kingdom, management kingdom calculator that can calculate what stuff is good or whatever. I've never personally checked it out, because I know what I like, I know what's been making me money for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, so I don't need that calculator. But if someone's new to it, and don't understand what we are talking about, or don't agree with the methods we are giving. Because for the most part, we pretty much get the same items. We pretty much make the same amount of money. We just do it at different timetables. And that's up to you. Depends to players. How much you play the game. How often you're on. How often you can check on your kingdom. And how much money you want to put into your coffer. It's all up to you. Well, we told you the best ways to get money. Put all of your workers on the herbs, and the last workers, put them on the maples.
Yeah.
Because if you have them on... Oh, wait a minute.
Huh.
Can you get seeds from the mahogany and teaks?
I don't think you can, but I'm not sure.
I've never... put them on the teak or mahogany. Yes. I'm checking it now. You can. You can.
Oh.
it's not good. You don't get as much seeds, but yeah, if you're into construction and you want to get a bunch of teak or mahogany logs that you can make into planks for construction levels, if you want to do it that way, save some money by getting your maple, mahogany and teaks from your kingdom. You will get some seeds. I keep calling them seeds. I mean nests, bird nests with seeds in them.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, people listening understand that. And yeah, you won't get as many, say, if you put them into maples. But if you're into construction or need to level up your construction level, that's probably the way to go, is switch the maples to mahogany and teak. And you don't get... Oh, yes, you can. You can have the option for mahogany or teak, or you can split it and have them collect both. I just noticed that. I didn't know you could get both of them. I thought you could choose mahogany or teak, but you can have both of them.
Yeah, but I think you should just listen to us and do what we do, because we know everything.
We do know lots of stuff. Guys, between me and you, we have like 15 years of playing this game. So we at least like to pretend and assume we know what we are talking about.
Yeah.
But this method has been making us lots of money for, you know, plenty of years now. So it's up to you what you guys want to believe, what you don't want to believe. And I can't say how much money this kingdom has made for me over the years, but if you're someone like me who takes all of their money they make and just pump it back into skills, and it has certainly helped me get some, afford to get some 99s over the many, many years I've been getting 99s. So, and like I said, if you're pretty good at checking on managing your kingdom, it only takes like a minute or two. If you're like me, every other day. If you're like Scooby, I don't know, how long does it take you to manage your kingdom? Would you say like 5 minutes a week?
10 at most.
Like what percentage do you get it down to before you start bringing it back up again?
I don't know. It's kind of different every time. It's really never that low. I think the lowest I've seen it was that one time I hadn't gone on for, like, ever, so it was 70%.
And it goes down... That was, like, a month. That's, like, a month you didn't check on it.
Because
if you do both... If you only do one quest, it goes down by 3% every day. If you do both quests, it's only 1%. So, typically, when I check on my kingdom, it's always between 96 and 98%. Sometimes, if I'm busy, like, training a skill, I can only check on it, like, twice a week instead of, you know, every, like, other day, what I like to do. But typically, it's always 96 to 98% is when I check on it. So that's why it only takes me a minute to just bring it back up to 100%.
Yeah. Oh.
So yeah, Kingdom of Miscellanea. Miscellanea. Miscalalalala. Kingdom of Miskizzy. Miscellanea. That kind of sounds like a disease.
Does.
Miscellanea, yeah, sounds the same.
Yummy.
Ew, keep it PG.
You're honest!
I think we pretty much covered it. I guess we can talk about the additional rewards. We did talk about the seeds, but there's stuff you can... If you decide to have people fishing for you, sometimes they'll give you half a key. They'll give you some Fremenic boots, Fremenic gloves, a clue scroll, or caskets. If you have people mining for you, sometimes they'll give you gems. But unfortunately, me and you never see any of that, since we have our people collecting nest maples and herbs. Which, also, sometimes you'll get herb seeds from collecting the herbs, but it's never anything good. Nothing that's even worth me planting or you selling.
You can get some guam seeds, worth a lot on the market.
What, 2 GP?
Yeah. Oh. That'll buy you like a burrito at Taco Bell.
I don't know. What is your farming level? I'm pretty sure you need those guam seeds.
It is low. I just hate farming.
Because you don't know how to farm.
I really don't.
We pretty much went over the kingdom.
Let's see. We went over how to manage it, how to start it, how to
even find it. That's number one.
How to get to it.
We talked about what to set your citizens to do to make you the most money.
Yeah, how to make them happy.
I don't recommend what Scooby does. I don't know why she does this, because I know for a fact she has more money than this. But you should definitely have more than 1.4 mil. And why do you have it at 1.4 and not even 1.5? I don't know. You're kind of weird. But if you can have up to 7.5 mil. And if you have 7.5 mil in, and I know you have 7.5 mil, you can just... You can just keep put into your kingdom, so you don't have to keep checking it and putting more money in every few days, because 1.5 mil is going to quickly drain out because your citizens are greedy. The more money you put in, the more items they will give you, the more profit you can make with those items. So,
I have it set to that because my brother... helped me out on managing it and recommended that I set it to that amount of money.
And he told you to check. That's probably back when you were poor, but...
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, you check it on once a week, and I do it less... I do it more than that, but, I don't collect once a week. I just keep going just to build my... So, pretty much to sum it up, you want to have the most money in your coffer as you can personally afford. 7.5 mil being the max that you can have it. And you always want your percentage to be, you know, ideally, you want to check on it every single day to always keep it at 100%. But it's up to you how often you want to go to the island to bring it up and how often you want to collect your resources. It's all up to you. Me and Scooby both make a bunch of money, and we have two different methods. But we have our citizens collecting the same stuff, so... Who makes more money off this, me or you? You know, it's... That's debatable. It's me.
Wow, them.
Because I put more money into it. And I'm checking on my kingdom every other day to keep it up, so...
Yeah.
So I recommend you doing my method and not Scooby's. And if you want to add her, it's Scooby Dooners at RuneScape. Let me spell that for you, fans. SCOOBYDOONRS. Message her in-game, telling her how much you think my method is better than hers.
And tell me I'm beautiful after you sauce my method. Thank you.
And hopefully that guide was pretty good, though it might not be. We gave solid info on how you can make money with the kingdom with almost no effort. But yeah, that's it for episode 5 of the RuneScape Connection. I'm your host, Jade Gizmo, with special guest, Scooby Dooners.
Whee!
Yeah, you're Scooby.
I am. Ruh-roh.
Yeah, so message me on the game, J-E-D-E space G-I-Z-M-O. Message her. She probably don't want you messaging her, but... You can go back and listen to it. I gave her name in full detail. But, yes, since episode 1, I promised people you would be on the show at some point, because you said you wanted to be, so thank you for finally making it on this podcast.
Oh, anytime. It was a pleasure being included in your informative podcast.
You can email me at rsconnection@outlook.com if you have questions, concerns, you know, shout-outs, whatever. Become a fan on Facebook. The RuneScape Connection on Facebook. Like that page. And I think that's about it. You have anything to say before we go? Okay. Before we go... Do you think you would like to do this podcast again sometime?
Oh, of course.
Maybe in another few months.
That's when you're going to be doing the next one.
It's going to be the next time I'm going to get you to be on the next one. I should have a new episode in a few weeks. I'm going to wait to do an episode until the Sochi games are over, because that's what I've been watching, and it takes up a lot of time. And...
Ah.
Go USA! Go USA! But, yeah. Okay. That's it for episode 5 of the RuneScape Connection. Be sure to subscribe to me on iTunes, and on Podomatic, and, yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Carrot.
Carrot who?
Carrot Chop!